Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
That's my man, Mr. Keith Wright. He said he's making smart cool. Making smart cool. That's how he do. You know, Keith, his little piece that he put together for us here on Blog Talk Radio, you know, just created a great thing, you know, a great thing, a song that all athletes and all students should look forward to, doing something in their life, doing something to the point of, you know, just taking advantage of the situation. And in Keith's little piece, he said he's making smart cool. And I go Keith Eats, and every time I hear that little piece, and I commend him for putting that together. Because believe it or not, you know, that young man put that piece together in a matter of just a couple of days, you know. I asked him to put something together for me. One time during a situation when I was just getting the Parents Coach Press Network up and running, and he came back and said, hey, there it is. That's what I got for you. And we went from there. All right. Welcome, folks. Welcome to the Parents Coach Press Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, I want to try to promise you another wonderful show. I think we're going to try to talk about some things this evening that, you know, many of you probably have experienced over the last few weeks or so. You know, talking about not only just the closing out of the AAU season, but going into returning your child back to school, you know, and doing so, you know. There was some, you know, like I put in the commentary, you know, it was a bittersweet moment, you know, bitter as in the sense of, you know, there were some tears that were shed, you know, there were some faces that was wrinkled, there were some smiles that had the sad look, but the sweet part about it, there were some young student athletes starting a new venture, a new chapter, a new phase in their life, going on to experience that college experience, as we like to say, taking on that college experience. And that college experience, just as Keith said in the opening song, which I think is very befitting to what we're talking about here this evening, is, you know, college life, college life, college life as an athlete, college life as an athlete, you know. And I may even go back and play the song one more time and ask you to take a, just listen to it real close. Just try to take in some of the verbiage that he's using in explaining the song. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to go ahead and play that one more time for you. And then I'm going to try to talk you through some of the things that he shared and this piece. And now, mind you, this young man was in college when he put this piece together. So that's why I say the piece is very befitting for this here segment of the Parents Coach Parents Network. So let's go ahead and take in the song. Listen to it. He starts out by saying, grew up a student in the game.
Grew up a student of the game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, let them hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Know, making friends with the teachers, you know, because later on they may be showing some love to you while they're sitting in the bleachers. Hey, he put this piece together. He really and truly put this piece together. And I truly commend him for that. Hopefully we can get him back on, you know, once I get a chance to track him down, find out where he's at, what he's doing nowadays. I believe he was overseas playing. But knowing that young man, he may be off and already in the corporate America somewhere, making another chapter in his life. But anyway, that's my man, Mr. Keith Wright, graduated University of Harvard, played basketball during this time period while he was at the University of Harvard. So he is a fellow alumni of the Honorable President Barack Obama. So they're fellow alumni, so you never know. Hey, by now, the ambition of that young man, he could be very easily, you know, sitting with a job somewhere in corporate America or just outside the White House. Yes, that is my man, Mr. Keith Wright. He said he's making smart, cool, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Well, you know, before we go into our show this evening, and I actually stretched this part out because I wanted to get in a few things before I open up again with the, you know, the way we did it and the way we do it here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. But I wanted to get this part in first. You know, this evening, well, excuse me, should I say this morning, I had an opportunity to look at a segment of Outside the Lines, the ESPN show that comes on every Sunday morning. I believe it comes on a couple of times throughout the week as well. But I had an opportunity to look at Outside the Lines when they talk about the sexual assault charge of the young man, you know, from one of the schools. And you know, as I'm listening and as I'm reading the screenshot text messages, as I'm doing all that, I'm realizing that, you know, even in the young lady's text message, you know, she stated that, you know, that she, you know, she don't know what the big deal is about. And the third party is the one that reported or made the allegation. And that's really confusing to me. really and truly confusing to me because you're looking at a situation. Now, you know, a few things come to mind, and I hate to think this way, but sometimes, you know, it is what it is. You know, a few things come to mind. What caused this third party to even believe that there was a sexual assault? You know, not only that the third party, you know, reported it, and without a thorough investigation or dug into the situation, you know, to see was there any truth behind it, the university took action. And that's the confusing part to me. You're taking action based upon what? Based upon a third party's report. So in other words, and I understand, you know, it may have been the credibility of the third party, but in other words, if I walked up to an official of that institution, being a third party, and I made a report based upon something I believe I seen, heard, or whatever, they would go as far as dismissing a student from all activities and the university? That is most confusing for me. You know, but see, this is where we as parents should, could, and have to rally around these type of situations and let it be known that we're not going to stand for this type of injustice. That's a blatant case of injustice. Okay, if the situation didn't happen that way, then let's investigate. And until it's investigated and proven to be as such, then it should be exactly that. It should be a situation that's on the table that's being investigated. It shouldn't be automatically, okay, hey, the situation is on the table and the young man is being dismissed from school. Come on now, folks. Are we for real? Is that the way, if that's how we do business? Because if that's how we do business, we're really in trouble. And our society is really in trouble. Because of simple fact that it's based upon an allegation, not a factual situation, based upon an allegation. Not sure of how they came up with that. So, on that note, I think we as parents, we need to involve ourselves. You know, and I'm not just talking about the sole dad standing alone, Mr. Neal. I'm talking about parents around the country, parents that not only your child has been accused of something and has fallen into a similar situation, parents around the country that have young men as student athletes, young ladies as student athletes. Now, I will be the first one, the very first one, to say, if all the fact after investigation has been conducted and the young man is found guilty, then I will be the first one to say, okay, fine, his career is over. And not only that, if it's a sexual assault to the point of, you know, potential charges can be filed, then, hey, let's move forward, providing that all the evidence points towards his guilt. not just a third party's hearsay, you know, not just she said one thing, he said another. We got to come up with some evidence. We got to come up with a burden of proof. We can't act upon some probable cause. We got to have a reason of suspicion. You know, we got to have some information that puts it out there where, forward, hands down, this individual is guilty of committing this act. So, parents, come on now. We got to start pulling together on some things. We have to start pulling together on some things. There is nowhere in the world that we should stand back, sit back, and allow our young men to be mistreated in this fashion. And we, as parents, have nothing to say about this issue. It's not an optional thing. It's not a thing that we could afford to let go. And I would ask that if anyone out there is familiar with the case, anyone out there that knows the parent of that young man, Mr. I believe his name is Neil, Adrian Neil. I believe that was the name that popped up on the screen this morning, Mr. Adrian Neil. If anyone is familiar with Mr. Neil, and, you know, want our support here from the Parents Coach Parents Network, I'll be very interested in sitting down, talking with him, and finding out how we can support him. I'm serious. Parents, you know, we sit back and we allow these things to happen and we have no say-so? Come on. Now, I'd be willing to bet it would be an altogether different situation if that young man was helping that institution bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars. And not to say that that should be the case. No, it should. But they would take it a little bit more serious, and they would really and truly put out an attempt, do an investigation. So what's wrong with now? What's wrong with now? You know, the last thing that I want to have pop in my head, and I really and truly, I'm serious, trying to dismiss the thought of it, is if the young lady is involved in this incident, if she is of another race. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to move on because I don't want that to be the case. I really and truly hope that that's not the case. So I'm going to move on from that particular situation. Well, folks, as I said, you're listening here at the Parents Coach Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. Hey, you know, if you want to join in on the conversation, by all means, I welcome you to the conversation. You can always reach us at 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. You know, I'm going to go back and play my man, Mr. Keith, right here. You know, I've been talking about a little situation that I've seen on Outside the Line, but I'm going to go ahead and play Keith, and then I'll be right back at you.
Student of the
of the game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Well, we're back on the air. We just had that little piece by my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith Wright is talking about making smart cool. Hey, folks, this evening we're going to be talking about, you know, our student athletes and our young students just returning back to school. You know, as I said in the opening piece, you know, that was a bittersweet moment. You had a number of parents, you know, you had some tears that we shed. You had some sighs of some relief. You have some celebration going on, you know, where you realize that, hey, they've made it to that point in their life where they're about to fulfill their dream and play at that next level. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing. You know, I'll put it out there. I just have to be honest with you. You know, in the situation here, in my particular situation, as I was taking my son back to school, I was in joy. You know, somebody said, well, didn't you get a little sad? Wasn't you a little depressed? No, I was joyful. I was cheering. I was jumping up and down. I was yelling and screaming. I was shouting. I was running around the car. All that. Because let me share this with you, parents. And, you know, this is just how we do. You know, I took them over to the local grocery store once we got back to the school. Took them to the local grocery store. $200 later, my pocket is empty from just buying groceries for him to put in his room. Groceries and his little knickknacks and stuff like that. Could you imagine on a regular basis me continuing to feed that joker? That boy can put away some food. So I was up and down, running around, everything else, just simply elated by a simple fact that, hey, he's back in school. He's going to be doing this thing. He's enjoying himself. He's going to come out of there with a nice, great education and on top of that, be able to move on to some bigger and better things in life. So we're starting to plan and prep for that now. So as a result, when that time comes 2 years from now, because he's starting his junior year, so he got the junior year, then the senior year, 2018, when that time comes around, it's not going to be a question of him being able to step out the door and step into a new career. Well, like I said, folks, you want to join in on the conversation here on the Parents Coach Parents Network, you can always reach us at 917-889-8095. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, we thank you for joining in with us this evening. You know, I started out by talking about the situation that I seen on Outside the Lines this morning. You know, very devastating to find out that a young man has been accused. I'm not going to even say charged. I'm just going to say accused of a sexual assault. As a result, he was removed from attending classes. He was removed from being a participant on the school's team. Now, I go back to share this part with you. He's being accused of that. It's not that there was an allegation made or there was even charges filed. He is simply being accused of it. Now, I want you to dig into this part with me. The accusation was made by a third party. Yes, I did say a third party. I didn't say the young lady. I didn't say someone that witnessed the situation. I said a third party. And that's simply based upon the third party's assumption. And this was all spelled out today on Outside the Lines. And I'm still puzzled to this day, to this minute, to this hour, of how does an institution go that far and that type of injustice being levied upon one of our children based upon the third party's allegation? Help me understand it, folks. Help me understand it. Give me something to talk about here, you know, because if I'm missing the point, then somebody got to let me know. Because what I seen today here on Outside the Lines, you know, screenshot of the text messages between the young lady and the young man, where basically she's simply saying, hey, you know, some student, another student in her field reported to one of their directors the situation of her being sexually assaulted based upon the individual seeing a hickey on her neck. And that just blew my mind. And she said, you know, I'm going to take care of it. You know, that they just blew everything out of proportion. I'm going to take care of it. You know, here's the situation. Then later on, he secretly, and it's go to Outside the Lines, listen to their podcast today, and I actually, something earlier today myself on our Twitter page, which is at PCP Network, I posted the link from Outside the Lines, how he talks about how he secretly recorded her one day. They were sitting in the car, and they had the conversation again. And again, she didn't indicate or state that, you know, she was in fear for her life. They shouldn't have been together. You know, she felt intimidated. That nothing of the such. Really puzzling. Fast forward, Outside the Lines interviewed his roommate. His roommate walked in on them engaged in sexual intercourse, and she wasn't in a position, she wasn't intimidated, she wasn't, didn't fear for her life, you know, as far as her roommate was concerned, that his roommate was concerned, it was truly consensual. So I'm really puzzled. Really puzzled how, based upon a third-party allegation, you know, this young man has been removed from school, removed off the team, and now his name has been totally tarnished until this situation is cleared up. You know, some people can go out here and say, well, hey, he needs to go ahead and sue them and sue them. Oh, yeah, I understand. That's no problem. And that's just, you know, something that can possibly happen. But right now, even if you sue them and you get paid a couple dollars or whatever, and it really doesn't make a difference to me, you know, whether or not you get paid $50,000 or $100,000 or $200,000 or $1.5 million. Once your name is tarnished, it is tarnished for life. Once that allegation has been made and your name is tarnished, and all of a sudden, now your name appears on the World Wide Web. Anytime your name is pulled up, that name pops up with that allegation associated with it. How are you going to recover from that? Well, I got this $1.5 million. I ain't worried about recovering. Really? Okay. That's information that goes out around the world, folks. That 1.5 million, not unless you're going to get it removed from the World Wide Web, ain't going to do you a bit of good. Yeah, you'll survive off of that. You'll be able to live off of that, whatever. Okay. But if money is that much of an issue for you and money is your end-all, be-all, you got another trick coming, brother, buddy. You got another trick coming. And what I mean by that is if you haven't learned from looking at some of our entertainers and athletes and those folks out there that 1 minute they think they're sitting on top of the world, next minute they're broke based upon either the tax man came and got them or they turned around and went out here and lived truly outside of their means, or some scam artist came along and swindled all the money out of, you know, from right out of their bank account. Okay, here today, gone tomorrow. And at the end of the day, guess what? Your name is still tarnished. So, anyway, enough said on that. Let's talk about next subject. Next subject is returning back to school. You know, I had an opportunity over the last couple of days just to travel with a couple young men to school, back to school. One being my own son, and got there and very quickly, this being his third year, so he got there and got right back in the groove. Another young man that I traveled with yesterday, this was his first year. So, you know, he had the butterflies and he felt a little out of place. And, you know, he was yet to establish himself or he yet to get to the point where he reached his level of comfort and felt as though, you know, he had some friends, you know. You know, folks, we talk about it all the time and we think about it and we hope that our kids can grow from these situations and mature and adjust as fast as possible, because that's very important. That's very important. That's not a optional thing. That's something that we hope that our kids can very quickly adjust to so that they're able to, you know, go on with their lives. Because, you know, being dropped off in a new environment and you are not one that is totally being away from home for a period of time, you know, it may be a little awkward. Maybe a little awkward, especially if you have a very strong family bond. And not only if you have a very strong family bond, but if you're just, you know, somebody that had your own level of complacency, a level of comfort at home. So as a result, now you're in a situation where you know, you're in a new environment, you don't know anyone there, and now what? Now what? You know, I was on a call a couple weeks ago with Mothers of Athletes, which is another great organization out there that's looking out for our children. You know, doing what they do to make things happen for our children. And they have a great sub-program that they have put together. And I believe it's called Moms on the Ground or Boots on the Ground or something of that nature. And hopefully one of the ladies will call in this evening and share the insight on that. Is that when, you know, one of our young athletes go away and they're off at college, and they just starting their freshman year or you know, just did a transfer into a new school, you know, that they can connect with the family, with another mom or another family that is in that area, just as a support element. You know, someone that can come on out and possibly invite them out to dinner or, you know, in the event that they don't feel safe or they, you know, run across a situation where, you know, they don't feel totally comfortable and just need somebody to reach out to, then the program that Mothers of Athletes have is a great program for that, being able to reach out to a family. Now you have a family away from home. You have a family outside your regular family. And I think that's a great program. You know, that's something that I would like to also keep going here, you know, with the Parents Cut the Press Network. The many of you that are part of the network, you know, we're going to start, you know, something that we need to start doing, because it shows our children that we are there for them. And we always say it. I like to push it. I like to preach it. I like to make sure that we fully understand it. We must be their biggest advocate. We must be their biggest advocate. That's not an optional thing, folks. That's a must. That's a situation where we can't afford to let that, go unnoticed. You know, it can't go untouched. That's something that we have to do. We have to make sure that we are our child's biggest advocate, and being their biggest advocate, making sure that they have all the right support elements around them in the event that they need to reach out to someone, you know, someone that just simply be a listening ear, not someone that we're going, hey, turn over power of attorney, or, hey, you know, I need you to look after my child. Hey, I need you to give them half of your paycheck or take my child groceries. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just simply saying someone that if the child needs to vent, or they're in a situation where they're feeling uncomfortable, or, you know, something at the school just ain't right, because we all know that those situations come up. And many times our children don't feel as though they have the right avenues to reach out to various folks. And I understand that you have a coaching staff there, but what if the situation is with the coaching staff? What if there's a situation where the child is being mistreated and the individual that's doing it is part of the coaching staff? We just recently looked at a major scandal in college sports when we talk about the Penn State scandal. Really? If that has gotten away from you just this fast, then I think you need to really and truly think about the situation that we're in. Again, you can always reach us at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. I think once you do that, you hit option one. It gives you a chance to chime in on the conversation with us. I'm going to go ahead and check out one of my callers here that called in early and see if he wants to add anything to the conversation. Area code 757-235. Welcome to the Parents Cut the Press Network. You're on
there. About the sexual assault accusation.
Yes, sir.
I feel like the reason why the university took such a strong stance on that is because I feel like that's one of the accusations that are zero tolerance. With the University of Baylor and all of those student-athletes and all of the accusations and criminal charges brought up against them with the multitude of sexual assault cases, feel like universities are cracking down on that because of the equality rights that have really taken stronghold nowadays. Everybody has a voice. Everybody has equal rights. So with one of these things, these are primarily trying to integrate equal rights with the women population of the U.S. So I feel like that's why that university took a strong stance on it. It's one of those zero tolerance things, even if it's accusation. Yeah, it's one of those things where you're guilty until proven innocent. So that's what I feel like that is.
Yeah, and I fully understand that. Fully understand it. And I know, you know, at some point in time, they have to take it serious. Okay. But on the same note, what we also have to realize, and you know, I want to say, conduct an investigation. you know, you're going to take it serious, so you're going to do your due diligence and conduct an investigation. You know, don't be so fast to say, oh, we had this situation over here, like you stated, and that's a very good point, and we thank you for your comments. You know, we had this situation like over here at Baylor. Now we have all this here mess going on over there at Baylor that we ain't never going to narrow down because this stuff has been going on for a minute or two. So now we have another situation over here. Oh, we got to cut that off at the knees real quick. So we're doing this knee-jerk reaction. We're not even going to really and truly investigate it. I don't know if you had an opportunity to see the Outside the Lines program this morning.
No, I did not.
Okay. I would urge you to go back and check that out because, you know, even in his statement and during the time that the gentleman from Outside the Lines was talking, they threw up a screenshot of the text messages between him and this young lady. And she very clearly said, you know, that a friend of hers, who is also in the field that she's studying, went back and told, I guess, one of their professors or directors or whoever, you know, some authority figure at the institution, that they believe that this young lady had been sexually assaulted. Believe. Allegation. No factual situation. Just simply based upon seeing a hickey on her neck. So,
yeah,
you know, where are we at? Where are we at in society if that's what we're going to base our reaction on? What are you
that's
gonna
a
say
tough one. Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of the things that they do, or I don't agree with a lot of the consequences that athletes and student athletes face. I don't agree with some of the, I don't agree with the third party being involved, but that's just one of those things where, like I said, sexual assault is zero tolerance, and they, it's just, and with the accusations with Baylor and Tennessee, it's just, it's been so many athletes, they don't want to let something slip through the crack. So let's say they do have, the girl did give consent, and then there's another girl who is afraid to come out, and her friend tells the professor about it, and that's really a serious note. So then what if they're looking, what if they look at that like, oh, just because it's a third party, just because that girl didn't come forward, her friend had to come forward, then we shouldn't take into account her complaint. So I feel like they have to take every, treat every case the same, whether it was given by the fifth party or the girl's mouth herself. So it's just, like I said, it tarnishes not only the athlete, but it also tarnishes the university's name if they do, I guess, even if they do act, actively investigate and do what they have to do. But it tarnishes everybody's name. So it's like one of those catch-22 things. You just have to.
Exactly. But see, and this is another thing that we must, and I preach this to parents all the time, as far as them being the supporters of their children. You know, when we fall into a situation where the university, institution, whoever, NCAA, whoever, has taken on this zero tolerance mentality, that in itself is a problem. Because only in a perfect world would we ever have be able to sustain a zero tolerance mentality. Only in a perfect world. We're far from that. We all know that. You know, so for the institution to take on that zero tolerance mentality is a problem in itself. And that part needs to be looked at very closely, because we're not talking about any charges being filed, you know, from the criminal side. You know, we're not talking about a situation where, you know, the young lady. And again, if you get a chance, please take the time to listen to the Outside the Lines episode from today. They had a casual conversation weeks later, sitting in his car, and then later on that day, they were back engaged in sex.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a tough situation.
He recorded her on his phone, sitting in her car, and they were talking about it, and you know, you could hear it in her voice. It didn't sound like there was an ounce of intimidation, or didn't sound as though, you know, she was fearful for, you know, of being around him or anything of that nature. And then later on, they're back at it again. And then his roommate walks in on and catches them and said that, hey, you know, that looked like a consensual thing. And the guy from outside the line said, well, what makes you think that? Well, she didn't look like she was, you know, they were in the bed, and she didn't look like she was in no, you know, if she was in no danger, or she didn't look like, you know, there was a problem. And he said, well, what would give you that impression? And the young man simply said, she was on top. So, you know, so what more do we want? What more are we going to say about the situation? You know,
well,
and there was a very.
We'll just have to wait to hear what the girl actually has to say. She'll have to have come out publicly and give her opinion. Because right now there are three or four sides to the story. You got the guy, the girl, the guy's friend, the girl's friend, and then you have the university. So
exactly, and fully understood. But you know, I think we are very quick, especially when we get to a situation, and then it showed two other young men after that little piece aired. It showed two other young men that had been accused of something. Again, accusations was made. Nothing was ever substantiated, but if you go online and you Google their names, thing that pops up next to their name are those charges, or not charges, but those accusations.
Yeah. That's okay.
You know, that's a tarnish from now until, you know.
Yeah.
When the last time somebody had something erased from the internet?
Never.
You know, these young men can graduate with major degrees and, you know, try to get on with their life, and next thing you know, apply for a job with whomever. And all of a sudden, you know, they can graduate magna cum laude. But yet and still, when somebody goes up there to, you know, do a background check, trying to get a government job, next thing you know, this here mess pops up next to their name. That situation is bad.
Yeah. I feel like this just preaches the fact that you have to, no matter who you are, you have to be careful of the situations you get into. And
just be mindful
of anything, anyone and anywho, any situation that you're into. Always trace your footsteps and always have a way out of any situation that you may think you get into. So you just got to be mindful, because things like that happen every day. There's people that go to jail every day for major crimes that don't actually commit them. It's just mistaken identity or something like that. So it's just one of those things that you have to be mindful of your surroundings, your situation, and just mindful of the people that you associate yourself with.
Yeah, I fully understand that. But I'm just tired of seeing a number of young men get caught up in these bad situations, and you know, and it just seems to haunt them day in and day out. Hey, Rick, I thank you for the call, and, you know, I know that you're going to come on and do a show with us one day. Just
oh,
share
yeah, yeah,
some
yeah.
of your insight and some things that that you do, because I finally picked up on the voice, and now I know who I'm talking to. This young
Got
man
you.
Here has a great profession that he's working towards, and he's going to hopefully real soon in the near future come on and share what he's working on and, you know, the things that he's doing to take, you know, take his life to a next level, and at the same time making sure that some of our young folks as athletes are able to maintain and keep the strong thing going. Well, we appreciate you coming on and joining us, sir. Stay on. Stay in touch. Let me know when you're ready to do the show with us, and we're going to be loved to have you on.
Okay, thank you, thank you. I'll definitely be in touch.
All right, sir. You have a good evening.
All right. You too.
All right. Well, folks, he snuck up on me on that one, and like I said, that young man there, and believe it or not, you know, he's a young college student, and just to hear it from his perspective, again, always, you know, hey, I can't argue the point. I can only just listen and get a better understanding for, you know, what could possibly be out there. And, you know, he very eloquently put his thoughts out there and made it clear on, you know, being in a situation like that and understanding that, okay, sometimes, you know, you have to make sure you dot all I's and cross all T's, because if you don't, you know, that situation could easily sneak up on you. Well, folks, as always, I say you can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. You know, I got to step away and share some of my little infomercials with you. And we'll be back here shortly here on the Parents Coach Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back in a minute, folks.
I'm passionate about sports, and I think youth sports has so much that we can give to our kids, all those life lessons. Parents have the best intentions, even when they sort of go berserk on the sideline. We all saw that video of the hockey dad who was upset about the rough play on the ice, and with all good intentions, he went down to confront the coach, and it turned out disastrously.
Get the wheels on the fire!
Usually when we go berserk on the sidelines as a coach or as a parent, it's all about winning. And yet, if you ask parents to list what they want for their kids, winning doesn't come up high on the list at all. They want them to learn hard work, determination, perseverance, how to deal with defeat. And all those are learned, win or lose. One of the things I'll do is I'll actually hand out pieces of paper and give my parents and say, hey, just make sure you don't have your own kid's name on this piece of paper. I want you to look at that child today and find two good things he does in today's game. So what I've done is I've given him the role of a coach for a day. Don't try to get into that post-game analysis so quickly. Let's just say he missed the winning play, whistle blows, he plops into the seat next to you on the ride home. What do you say to him? And sometimes we just say, you know what? Say nothing. Just go to Wendy's and get the Frosty, because that's really what they want. Let's say you had to miss a game. How many times have you been on a business trip or whatever and you missed your game and you call your little son or daughter and say, hey, Matthew, that's my son's name, how'd you do today? What if Matt had his worst game of the year? You've just put all the pressure on Matt. How did you do today? How about a different question? Hey, Matt, who made a great play on your team today? You've got him talking about his teammates, which is one of our goals, to get him to be team players, all because of just the way I ask the question. It all comes down to what's your goal as a parent. It can't be the college scholarship or winning or the record. If your goal truly is the life lessons, that's going to occur through the good and the bad.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Thank you. What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Okay, we're back. And as always, thanks for those folks that called in. I don't know what's wrong. Folks just don't want to talk. You know, they'll sit and listen to it. Hey, I have no problem with that. Hey, listen to the show. Enjoy the show. Hopefully I'm saying something that will make a huge impact in not only your life, but the lives of your student-athlete as well, and the lives of your children, as I like to say. And they're not just student-athletes. These are our children we're talking about. Our children. Help us help you is our motto here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And we just love to make sure that, these children that's moving on to do bigger and better things in life is getting the best. And the only way that they're going to be able to get the best is this, as if we're there to support them, as if, we are their biggest advocate. We're their biggest advocate. Well, during the last part of our show, we had a young man that called in, and he just shared some interesting views. And I know for a fact, I met him some time ago. He does some wonderful things in cardio rehab department, and former student athlete himself. So we're looking forward to having him come on and talk about some things that, he's been studying. Very, very, very knowledgeable young man, fit. And knows his business. And I think he's going to be great in the field once he continues on, graduates, and moves on to do bigger and better things and actually out there in the field itself. I like to see that, and I applaud him and truly will be there to support him as time goes on. So just be prepared, folks. I'm going to have him on here in the near future as a guest here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And, just talking about some things that we need to do as adults, some things that we need to be aware of. Oftentimes, we know what our children are doing, or we try to push our children to do various things. Oh, you need to get out there and work out. You ain't worked out in a while, or the coach going to be on you. Okay, how about us? How about us getting up off that couch and getting that walk in the morning? If you hit that 4.1 or you're at 3.2 or whatever the case may be, get out there and get it in. Don't say, I'm not going to go out, you know, because it's after 8 o'clock. Okay, well, get up a little early. Go ahead, get it in and get it out of the way before that sun gets up there and it gets too hot. So, you know, got to do what you got to do, you know. And that's what I'm calling us as parents out to do our part, our part. We can guide and mentor and try to encourage and set the example for our children if we're not out there trying to do a little something, you know, that something that we need to do. Well, let's go back to the topic at hand, folks, and talking about taking our kids back to school and, you know, them adjusting and, you know, we making sure that we as parents are there as a support element, and, you know, we're trying to put the right people around them to make sure that, you know, they're supported. You know, I witnessed the situation. Like I said, I've been out over the last few weeks or so watching a lot of young folks return back to school, and I witnessed a situation where, you know, it's just one of them things that happen. And, you know, I am close enough to the situation where I will take it upon myself, you know, to keep a very close eye on the young man. But let me share this with you. I witnessed a situation where a young man checked in his freshman year in college. Okay. He gets there and, you know, I'm watching him move stuff back and forth to his room. You know, he's coming down the hallway, and, you know, his dad's with him, and, I'm, you know, very good to see. And it's just him and his dad, and I passed him a couple of times, you know, as they were moving stuff back and forth. You know, I even offered a hand, you know, but, you know, they had it all under control. But I think the part that really got to me is shortly after. You know, and you know, I'm not one to hang around I'm not one, you know, to hang around and you're going to see a whole lot of tears running off my face and all that old kind of stuff. No, that's not me. And I'm not saying that that's the way we should be. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. You know, everybody has their own way of coping, and that's just not one of my ways. But I am one that, as long as there are activities going on for the parents, I am one that will still be there to see what else is going on and what other conversation is happening. You know, what else are they sharing with us at the university that I need to be aware of that student? But what I noticed in this particular case is that shortly after, you know, the individual got to the school, I noticed that his dad left. You know, very quickly got in the car, and, you know, after he brought the last item up, he was gone. He was out. And I know we had a few other activities that was going on for the adults that day. And it kind of like it hit a very sour note because I understand that, you know, we got, you know, the bills have to be paid. I understand that, you know, we have a job that we have to maintain and all these other things. But it's not every day that your child is displaced from there. Usual place of residency, and now they're off in a new environment for the next 3 to 4 years, in some cases 5 years. You know, they're off going to college, you know. So for us to just simply drop them off, and I understand that there's a whole lot of circumstances around why something like that may happen. But, folks, I think we need to sacrifice just a little something to ensure that our young men understand that we're there for them. If we're not there for them, how could we ever, how could we ever be upset if they fall into a bad situation and we tell them, well, the system is against you anyway? We can't be upset at that. We can't even bat our eye on a situation like that because of the simple fact that we're part of that system. And if we wasn't there for them, then we can't blame it on no one else. So that was just something that I witnessed, you know, over the last few weeks during the transition of a number of our students, you know, going to college for the first time, or a number of our students returning back to college, you know. And as they get older and they get a little bit more mature and they drive their own car back and they unload their own stuff, I got all that. Dad, Mom, I'm good. I just throw my stuff in the car and I'm out. Okay, all well, fine and dandy. I got you. You're good. Talking about the very first day. Well, we're talking about the transition into a new environment. Folks, we got to make sure that we're doing something to support and show the support for our children. It's not like they often go to college every day. It's not like they're here today, they're going to a college tomorrow, they come back, they're going to another college, they come back, they're going to another. That's not the case. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the situation is we have to be able to show some type of support. And like I said, Mothers of Athletes, which is another organization, I think is actually based out of New Jersey, the founder of the group. And they have a great program called Boots on the Ground, I think it's called, or Mothers on the Ground, something like that, where they have a number of moms across the country that support some of our young student athletes, you know, during the time period that they're actually at their particular institution. You know, we here at the Parents Coach Parents Network, we look at the same thing, you know, and we strive to, you know, do some of the same things and make sure that our children understand that we are there for them. We are their biggest advocate. We are there for them. We will be their buffers. We will make sure that, hey, when a situation arises, they can always turn and look towards us, and sometimes that's not what they want to do, and we understand that and totally appreciate that, but at the same time, we have to make sure that we do our part, and we'll always do our part, continue to do our part. Well, I see I have another caller on the line. Area code 757-416. Welcome to the Parents Coach the Parents Network. You have something you want to share? Hello? Area code 757, the number is 416. Welcome to the Parents Coach the Parents Network.
Hi, brother. No, I just checking the show out.
Okay, well, I appreciate you. Appreciate you taking the time to check the show out. Yeah, we're just simply talking about a few things this evening, talking about, you know, our student athletes and our athletes and our students overall returning back to school after this little summer. And some of the situations that they encounter, some of the situations that we as parents face as well. Well, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully we're going to say something that's going to get you excited and get you chimed up to join us on the show one day and share some of your insight as well.
All right, I'll keep listening.
All right, appreciate you. Well, we always have some great insight, and I got one of my favorite callers just chimed in on the call. Let's go to this call here. Area code 973-332. Welcome to the Parents Coach and Parents Network. Hello.
Thanks, Michael. I'm
here. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
I'm great.
Yes. Did you have something that you wanted to share with us?
Not tonight, Michael. I just jumped on the call. I apologize for being late. Did you have something special you wanted me to speak about?
Well, we're talking about taking our kids back to school or our kids going to school for the very first time. I know you just had that experience, so I think it's the time that, you know, one of the things I was just talking about, I seen a young man yesterday. Parent brought him up to the school, helped him unload the stuff, dropped him off. He was an incoming freshman. Shortly after that, turn around and look, young man sitting in his room, sitting at his desk, you know, don't have nobody to connect with. You know, I ended up giving them a ride to the next event that, you know, that was taking place for the students and the parents because the parent that brought them up there had already gone.
Wow.
You know.
So yes, I did drop my son, actually my last son of three, to school this weekend, and I was able to come back tonight. He's a freshman, an incoming freshman at Notre Dame. It's a different environment for him, and it's so important to have connections wherever you go. You know that we started Mothers of Athletes, and a part of Mothers of Athletes, we have this section called Moms on the Ground. And Moms on the Ground, for those parents out there, it's a great resource where you connect. We help parents connect with other parents within the region, especially if your son or daughter are going away, far away from where you are. So I'm in New Jersey. My son is now in South Bend, Indiana. I had a son while being in New Jersey. He was in Texas. He went to play for the University of Texas, and he had a mom on the ground, which is really a family that's there to tend to his needs. If I can't be there, his dad can't be there, to be there to go to games after both of them play basketball. My freshman will be a part of the Notre Dame basketball team. And it's important when they come off the court, good game or bad game, they have someone to greet them. And that's what our moms on the ground do with their families. They become their families in that region. So I did, as I did with my son in Texas, connect my son with a family there in Indiana. So he has an outlet. If he can't get home, he can get there. They'll come to the games, the ones that we can't get to. And there'll be a support network just in case he needs, you know, to vent. And, Michael, you just described something that we hope is not always the case, where there's a kid, be it athlete or not, that needs help in their first year. And as you took him to an event, and I'm sure he was appreciative of that, MOAs are hands that can do that in case the families have to go back. So, yeah, it's the third one I think is the hardest because it makes my house empty. But I'm glad he's on his new journey, and I'm going to help him through that.
And I know you've been working hard to make sure that this happened for all your sons, and, you know, they will be successful men and will be great contributors to our society. And we just truly appreciate, you know, just the things that you have done thus far. And, you know, you talked about Moa, and you talked about, you know, great things that they have done and they continue to do in the community. And, you know, just as, you know, I talk about the Parents Coach Parents Network and talk about MOA, you know, hey, folks, there's certain things that we have to do. And one of the things we cannot afford to just totally dismiss is being supportive of our children. You know, that's not an optional thing, you know. Sometimes that situation may be a good situation, sometimes it may be a bad situation, be it good or bad. Talking about our children, and we always have to be there to be supportive of them. And We appreciate you, Jackie, for getting in just to share that bit of information with us, and we look forward to hearing from you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, you know, I love, of course, I feel it's my obligation as a parent to be supportive of my kids, my students, but I also want to be supportive of other kids that might not have that network. And for all the parents that are on tonight, just to think about those kids that are roommates or, you know, AAU, and, you know, they might not have the support network that your children have had, to just pick them up and, you know, help them through the process, because not only are you helping your children, but you're helping to save, you know, generations. That's what I preach to a lot, or speak to a lot of my moms about, and the kids, that one step that one student makes can change not only their life, but they're changing the generations behind them. That's what happened to me. I was the first one to go to college. I was, you know, the first one to get a job making, you know, what they call reasonable money. And now I look at my children, and they don't have an option. They just knew that they were going to school. And that changed the generation from my time to their time, and their children will know that they have to go and even do better. So I ask that you reach out to some other kid and help them along the way to change generations, and that's how we're going to change this world.
All right. And, you know, I think just based upon what you had to say, I'm not going to even try to top that. And I think that was a great way for us to close out and just say that, hey, folks, there's certain things that we have to do as parents. And not just being parents of athletes, just being parents, period. You know, and just as Jackie just clearly stated, that we have to be there to be that support wing, that support element, that support person, that advocate for our children. It's not an optional thing. It's just something that we have to do. And if you know of a child that's in need, you know, to reach out to myself, and if I know someone that's in that area, I by all means will reach out and connect them, or I will reach out to Jackie and have her get back to you to reach out to whoever's in that area. We can cover this whole country. That's not a problem. That will never be a problem with mothers of athletes and parents, coaching parents. I think we can cover enough around the country to make sure that every child that's out there that's in the program will be supported. On that note, Jackie, I thank you for calling in this evening. We always welcome you to call in anytime you have an opportunity. Looking forward to you joining us one day here on the show just to give us some update on more. And anybody else that chimed in on the conversation, hey, great. Love to have you anytime. So on that note, I'm going to say to my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith, where you at? Come on, take us out.